Hey guys, what's up? It's great to be with you today. Thanks for being a patron. Thanks for your support of the Double Dropkick Show and the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. Let's jump right in. First of all, did get a lot of questions. Alan asked, though, asked in the patrons group, any update on upcoming three count shows. So I spoke with Ace Armstrong a couple of weeks ago. And right now, the only shows they've got on the schedule are November and December. November, they'll be back at Calvary First Baptist Church right there in Greenville for Mission Possible. And then they're looking to do Country Santa Clash probably at Liberty High School in December. And that's really all I know. I know they are three count, continues to train guys in Easley. But I'm not aware of any upcoming shows. Still got a great relationship with those guys. And it's possible they may run a show in early fall. But I think they're just kind of taking a step back and seeing what the future holds. So, again, as soon as I know something, you guys will know something. It's a weird thing, man. Let me just kind of go off on a tangent here a little bit. excuse me, I'm battling this pollen junk. So, I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and I'm of the opinion, you know, the more great promotions, the better. The more opportunities, the more places that guys have to work, the better. It's more opportunities for more people. You know, there's over 3,000 licensed wrestlers in South Carolina. That's a lot. And if you want to bring in talent from outside of South Carolina, yeah. So, to see it is sad. It's, you know, when... You know, a company goes from running 7 or 8 shows a year to, you know, 2 or 3 shows a year. And I'm hoping, same thing with, you know, CWA. CWA ran 9 or 10 shows a year to none. It's a good, you know, I like that WrestleForce is coming back. But it's just been a weird year. It has really been a weird, like I can't put my finger on it, but it's just been a weird year. And it's... There's no blame to go around, but you got, you know, 2 major promotions in South Carolina that their heavyweight champions have been injured. You got OSCW, which we're in May. Their next show's not till July. So OSCW will go through 6 months of the year that their heavyweight title and their tag team titles have not been defended, have not even... been in the mix for that. So that's what I'm talking about. It's just weird, you know, where normally the things you would focus on, you know, feuds, championship reigns, title shots, those things have not been in the picture. I think a couple of weeks ago in the Facebook group, Carolina's Professional Wrestling Awards, I put my my first quarter ballot. And I had, under tag team, I had incomplete because I think there are some great tag teams. There have been some good tag team matches. But it just seems like last year, you know, 3Count had a really good tag team division. APW had an incredible tag team division last year. Incredible tag team matches. That hasn't really been the case this year. It's just not as deep as what I'm trying to say. There are a lot of shows that haven't even had tag team matches. You know, there are lots of promotions that don't even have tag team titles. And then, like I mentioned, OSCW, their tag team titles haven't even been defended this year. It may not be defended... I don't know what their show in July is going to be. So it's just been weird. I'm hoping with, you know, can something like Pro Wrestling Turbo, can that replace a 3Count? You add WrestleForce in there, can that replace CWA? I would love to see, you know, if you had more and more promotions that ran 4, 6, 8 shows a year, again, that would be incredible. I do think, move on to this. I do think, you know, there's some recent shows. There were some shows this weekend. The show tonight in Spartanburg, the Willie de Taco show, hardly promoted. I knew the date because Jake James was looking for talent. He was looking for a referee, and he just had the date. So I put the date on my calendar, and then I kind of heard a few things a couple of weeks ago, but I did not see an advertisement for this show, which is today, Monday, May 7th. I did not see anything on Facebook confirming this until Wednesday or Thursday of last week. And it was by, I think Josh Powers put something out about it, Tracer X, you know, some of the guys. So it was just weird. Carolina Wrestling Entertainment. I mentioned their show. They were supposed to be in Dillon High School. I don't even know if that happened. They posted about this show on Facebook in March. I saw other people sharing a poster for the show, but they didn't even share that poster from their Facebook page. Carolina's Wrestling Entertainment, you know, they've been running McCall. They've been doing fairly well. But, again, very little promotion. Now, I know there's more promotion than just on Facebook. I know Josh Powers and TK Stark have been spending days going into Greenville, papering the town. I've heard statistics that I'm probably going to get this wrong, but for every 100 posters you put out, you get one person. That's something that I've heard. I don't know if that's true or not. I think there's been a couple of times where I just randomly saw a wrestling poster and that got me to a show. So I definitely think there's still value in that if it's done correctly. I just think we could do a lot better job marketing on Facebook. I know last year there was a lot of trial and error. I mean, we did we've done Facebook ads, and to be honest, the Facebook ads I ran had little success. I know other promotions. I know PWX runs Facebook ads with great success. I've noticed some Facebook ads for Palmetto Championship Wrestling. I think maybe Pro Wrestling Turbo did some Facebook ads. And again, here's the thing. If Facebook is going to be one of your primary marketing places, they've just changed their whole game, man. They've changed the whole algorithm there to where now if you're going to promote on Facebook, they give much more weight to paid advertisements. And so I think everybody's just kind of got to, you know, take a step back. But it's not just how you're promoting, it's what you're promoting. Some promotions put out their match announcements. Some promotions just put out who's going to be there. Some promotions, for instance, this the Willie Day Taco to show, Willie Day Taco show today. There's no names on the poster. It just says Lucha Libre Wrestling. And that makes me want to go because there's some of these South Carolina guys going to throw on masks and flip around. I just think that's awesome. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm excited that there's a wrestling show on Monday in South Carolina in Spartanburg. That's exciting to me. Try some new things. Try some new places. Let's try some new stuff. Like, I'm all in favor of that. Again, it's a day that guys typically don't have matches. It's giving them an opportunity to work. Talk with the guy who lived out in Seattle. He said most weeks, 7 days a week, there were shows running in the Seattle area. Every Wednesday night, they ran a show in a Mexican restaurant. And they were just trying different things. And he said you were getting a different crowd every night. And you gave them something a little bit different every night. So I do think promotions can do a better job promoting. I think they got to be smart. I think they've got to – I think you at least have to say – I mean, it's sad that you got to do this, but if you're a promotion or a promoter, you got to say to your guys, you need to share this. We just uploaded a hype video. You need to share this. Facebook, when you – tag people in it, that gives a certain weight to it. When a video, like if I share a post, let's say I share a hype video or an event announcement, if I share that post and I tag somebody, that gets Facebook's attention. It's like, oh, okay, this is important. We want this to show up in people's timelines. And so I'm just trying to work. I'm trying to do lots of experiments with that. I'm working with not just wrestling promotions, working with stuff in with the denomination I serve in. I'm, you know, coordinating one of their event pages and just trying to figure all this stuff out. So I would love to hear from you guys. You know, either comment on this or comment in the Facebook group. I would love to hear, you know, where's the primary place you hear about wrestling shows? I know some shows have done TV advertisements. Some have done, you know, Golden Corner, we had TV ads. We had a really well done TV ad that ran during Monday Night Raw on local cable. Got us nobody. There was nobody at that show that came because they saw that TV ad. We've done radio ads, done the Facebook ad. So I'm just curious, you know, what's the primary place? Is Facebook the primary place you hear about wrestling shows? And, you know, I would love to, and I've tried to do this. I've tried to reach out to promotions. I've tried to reach out to promoters to help. Hey, I would like to promote your show. Can you tell me anything about it? And crickets. So I don't get it. It's frustrating. But again, it's a weird, like I feel like South Carolina Pro Wrestling, I feel like this year it's just kind of been trucking along. That hasn't really caught a groove yet. I feel like there's just been things, you know, outside. And it's not just in South Carolina. There's other promotions that I've seen and trying to hit their stride and, you know, a misstep here or there. So, yeah, we'll just, you know, we'll see. Let me kind of segue into this. I talked about getting into the wrestling echo chamber. So, again, I think, and I'm primarily, you know, Facebook and Twitter, you know, they can both be so negative. And there's this subculture called wrestling Twitter. And there's like this group of fans. We kind of experienced it when we went to the SCI last year, the Scenic City Invitational. Joshua Gillespie, Josh Oglesby and Austin Jordan and Jesse Barton and I went to that. And we definitely felt on the outside, as fans, felt like we were on the outside looking in. We felt like, you know, all these other fans kind of know each other. And there's this kind of this community on Facebook of these wrestling fans from North Carolina, you know, the Greensboro, CWF area into the Tennessee area, up into Indiana, and they're following wrestling that I'm not following. So what happens is you get in an echo chamber, and I guess everybody wants to be nice, because you get on wrestling Twitter, and when you're talking mostly about independent wrestling, everybody's really nice. Nobody says, oh, that guy had a bad match, or that guy's terrible. It's very, well, you know, this is... They may talk negatively about the booking or the crowd or people's attitudes, but, oh, man, this guy's great. At this SCI, Gary J., who's a wrestler from the St. Louis area, there were people that drove down from St. Louis, and they brought a flag. And there were fans of Gary J. And the way wrestling is now, these fans drive down, and then the next morning you see Gary J having breakfast with them there in the hotel diner. So it's just this weird thing, but we get in this echo chamber where we only hear about the wrestlers that we know about. And that's one thing I do like about Twitter is I'm hearing about I didn't know anything about Gary J. Saw him. And again, I'm not saying Gary J is a bad professional wrestler. He just didn't capture my attention. I'm not saying he's not good. He's wrestled at some promotions in this area. He's been at PWX before. Seems like a nice guy, but the way everybody talked about him was, and I think a lot of that is because he is a nice guy, and he was having breakfast with his fans, so why wouldn't you talk positively about him on Twitter? But you get in this echo chamber, and all of a sudden, you read it, and Gary J is the greatest wrestler in the history of mankind. And it's not just him, it's just, again, I don't mean to single out Gary J, but just, there's this echo chamber. I think I'm guilty of the same thing, because there's certain wrestling that I follow, there's certain people that I like, and I want to expand my knowledge and my understanding in wrestling. I want to know as much as I can. It's hard, though. There's so much wrestling out there today. And so in our region, in our area, there are some people, they don't know that there's any wrestling in the Carolinas besides PWX. It's like they're just ignorant, and they go to PWX and they support PWX, and that's awesome. But they don't know the other stuff. And they get in this echo chamber and they kind of think this is all there is. I think we saw that in Mark and I experienced that with the Carolina Pro Wrestling Awards. There was an echo chamber there. We're looking at this, we're looking at these few promotions. And you had other people on the panel, great people, but they're in this echo chamber. And I've said this publicly, I'll say it privately, you have a team in the syndicate, Timmy Lou Retton and TJ Boss, a fine team. They're finalists for Tag Team of the Year. They only wrestled 3 or 4 matches together in one promotion. That's what I'm talking about. You get in this echo chamber, and so you're only exposed to certain things, and your friends are only exposed to certain things, and you're both liking the same things, and it builds up this momentum, where something that's good, and there's nothing wrong with it, a team like the Syndicate, now becomes, oh man, Tag Team of the Year. What? No. No, I'm sorry. You need to have more than 4 matches in a year to be a finalist for Tag Team of the Year. That's just me. Again, TJ Boss, Timmy Lou Retton, great professional wrestlers. I'm just speaking in this one instance. So how do we do that? How, as wrestling fans, as a podcaster, as a promoter, I think for promoters, it's called buddy booking. As you have certain friends, you have guys that you know you can count on. You have guys that you know they're going to be there. And so you book the same guys over and over and over. And it's hard to break out of that echo chamber. How do you bring in new guys? You know, that's one thing TK and Josh talked on the interview. They're trying to bring in guys that haven't wrestled in the upstate. PWX brings guys in from out of the area, from out of the country. Battle Zone did a great job. Super Hentai, Bulk Nasty coming in from outside the area. Trying to bring in, I mentioned it last week, trying to bring in the Dawsons. And maybe this whole thing, dude, I hope. Maybe if those details can be worked out and we get the Dawsons versus the Sons of Steel, maybe that kind of kickstarts the tag team conversation this year. But, it's just, again, we fall into, I'm guilty of it. Everything I'm saying about other people, I'm completely guilty of. And so I'm pointing the finger at myself, too. It's how do we get out of this echo chamber, make ourselves aware of other great wrestling out there. But on the flip side of that, if me, as a podcaster, as a fan, I am personally reaching out to promotions for information on their promotion, and they're not giving me anything, how can they build their fan base? How can you build your promotion if you won't work with somebody? And maybe they think my podcast sucks. Maybe they don't want to have anything to do with it. I don't know. I want everybody to prosper. I want everybody to succeed. I just want to help. But I think even down, you know, down on the coast of North Carolina, you know, there's different promotions that do great and draw pretty well and have some good wrestling. But again, North Carolina's got so many. North Carolina, Georgia, so many promotions. That's why, man, I try to focus on South Carolina. There's no way to cover all the promotions from South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. So you gotta kind of pick and choose, but I can still talk about you. I may not be able to cover everything and keep up with all your storylines, but I do the South Carolina promotions, try to keep up with all the storylines and everything. So Saturday night, got the call earlier in the week. I was going up to the show. Their normal ring announcer was not going to be there. So I was pretty excited to have that opportunity. I've got to ring announce a couple of three count shows, PCW in December. So it's something I like doing. It's something different. And so the first blooper I made, which kudos to Brett Wolverton. He is so good. But I'm going to tell, like, ring announcing's hard, especially Saturday night. One of the their wireless mic is on the fritz, so I had to use a wired mic, and so I could reach to the railing. I couldn't get into the ring, but it's hard to know if anybody can hear you. That's why a sound system in wrestling is so important. That's why when I invested in a sound system, you know, I splurged on mics. I tried to get a great system, but it's hard because you're like, I can hear myself. I know people around me can hear me. Can those people on the other side of the ring hear me? Because I've been at plenty of shows where you can't understand anything. So you have to enunciate. You have to talk a little bit slower than normal. So my first, I at least waited till the second match for my first blooper. And Hamrick and Anton win the match. So I get the tag team belts, and I'm taking them to give to the security guy. He's going to give them to Gene Perry. Gene Perry's going to present them to the champions. So I'm getting ready to announce the winners, and then I remember I got to go get the belts. So I go get the belts. I'm taking them to the security guy. And then as I'm going to announce them as the winners, all I see is Gene with the belts. Like, your winners and still tag team champions, Gene Perry. And it's like, and everybody got a laugh out of that. And then I announced the real winners. The main event, Derek Driver, BB Naturally, Perry James is out there. Perry James, again, this was a conversation on the Carolinas Pro Wrestling Awards. That dude's manager of the year. Multiple champions in multiple promotions. Here's the attention to detail with Perry James. Comes out Saturday night. Derek Driver's wearing red tights, and Derek Driver's got a logo on his tights. Perry James wears a matching outfit. He does like the vest and the tie. And it's red. They look great. Plus, Perry James always comes to the ring with a towel. And he's got that logo. It's not just a towel now. He's got the logo stitched on his towel. It just looked really cool. And it just like looked... It's like, man, here's two guys that took the time to put some thought into this. And to go the extra mile. Whereas I also saw guys wrestle Saturday night that have literally owned one pair of tights their entire career. One pair of tights, one pair of boots their whole career. Almost 10 years. Time to change things up again. I think Boomer and Bryce, they probably have enough. They have like trunks for like every day of the week. And they invest in that. So anyway, we get to the end of the match. And I almost jumped the gun because I'm supposed to be hearing from the back. And I almost announced that too soon while Gene is in there getting in it with Tyler Storm. That was a huge pop. People have been wanting somebody to put Tyler Storm in his place. Gene Perry pushes him down. Huge pop. And I'm getting ready to announce that the title's been held up and they're going to have a rematch. So I'm going through this. All right, first of all, title's held up. And as I'm saying this, I'm facing the ring, and Perry James is right there losing his mind. It was a thing of beauty. It was just classic. He's like, he's just yelling at me, "You idiot!" And it's just awesome. And then, it was just awesome. I thought it was great. And so I'm announcing, all right, title's been held up. Obviously, they don't like that. Rematch is May 19th. They don't like that. I go, the referee for that match, and I go to point at Tyler, who's ringside, and then I pointed at him, and then I raised my finger up to Gene and said, "Referee's Gene Perry, crowd like that." And then I said, "Finally, Perry James banned from ringside." And Perry James starts ripping at his clothes. He's ripping his, it's just, and he throws his towel at me. He just loses his mind. But I will never forget, the moment I'll never forget, it's just the look on his face as he say, "You idiot." I mean, it was just great. It was just great. And the crowd was just, this whole time, man, the crowd is just going, just the whole thing, it kind of built to this crescendo. And it was great, man. It was just one of those moments where I'm trying to remember what I'm doing, and then I just got this unforgettable. I'm having, you know, this unforgettable interaction with Perry, and it was great, man. And I mean, it was a great way to end a show. It ended hot. And then left them, told them, "Hey, we're going to finish this on May 19th. And, you know, when you're booking every 2 weeks, you got to book a little bit differently sometimes because you want those people coming back. And they do a great job of, they get a lot of the same people every 2 weeks. So if you go to an EWF show, there are definitely fans that you recognize from show to show. But it was a great show. Great time. I hope you'll check out the network this week. Boomer and I had a great conversation on the way up on driving to work, talking about, you know, don't bite the hands that feed you. Talked about the difference in promoters from up north in the Pennsylvania area and down here. You know, what are some of the differences? We talk about the blacklist in wrestling. It was a great conversation. soscustomnetwork.com. Use the code. First of all, you can sign up for a 7-day free trial. When you do that, you can click on apply code, and patrons, if you use that code, it'll get you 40% off for 2 months. So instead of $4.99, it'll be $2.99, which $2.99 for, you know, 10 hours of wrestling content you can't see anywhere else, and we're constantly adding content. And, you know, we're talking with three promotions right now to try to add their content to the network. And we're also talking to someone who has an extensive library of local shows that we're trying to add to the network. And so just kind of going through those negotiations and, trying to make it happen. Again, it's a lot of really good material, and we're just trying to make the network as great as possible and always looking for new stuff. And this summer we'll start filming some of our shoot interviews, some of our other shows. Mark and I are going to be filming some stuff this Thursday. And again, a lot of it's going to be just, you know, figuring it out, man, finding our stride. So, hey, thanks again for all your support. Hope you guys have a great week. I hope I can see you. I don't know Friday night. I don't know if I'm going to be in Columbia or Chester. I probably will be in one of those places, trying to work on some deals. And then Saturday I'll be in East Denali, Georgia. But I hope to see you at one of these upcoming shows. But, hey, thanks so much for all your support. We'll see you soon.